Dear Chicago. Down south.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James Arroy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Tuesday, April 3rd, 2012.
What is this episode, 410?
410. So you guys haven't like been here ever, it seems.
No. Nope.
Wait, especially you, right?
No.
You haven't been here for a while.
I just haven't really.
Nope.
Because the last shows we did were together, right?
No. We did two shows together.
Did you record one with Josh?
No.
Yeah.
So then the last show you did was with us. Last two.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Duh.
Thank you for downloading Foul Monkeys. You're listening to probably one of the greatest podcasts you'll ever have in your ears.
Ever.
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 Okay,
ever.
Thank you. I was waiting.
I was getting the questions from our Facebook fan page.
Oh, we have some questions?
Well, yeah, because I was proactive today.
Okay. Oh, I posted on Twitter. I didn't post it on the page. Awesome.
Granted, they're all really retarded.
Oh, well, what is the show about? It's about poop.
Three retards.
Actually, no.
Pee and retardism.
It's also
is
about.
Is that a real word?
It's also
no.
about oh. the what Lauren said we should talk about. Validation.
Oh.
That's what our show is about.
I'm going to get a little serious here for a second.
Shh.
Not too serious, but.
Not
okay,
you have hashtag it.
You have an anal fissure. That's one of the other things to talk
no,
about.
That, I don't have that issue.
Oh, okay.
But that's funny that you talk about that because I was listening to some old shows and that was like one of the things somebody asked if I had an anal tear or something like that.
Walt really wanted us to discuss that.
Oh, okay, well.
You're unhealing anal fissure.
No, that's not a problem. So, you guys, all right. All right. So.
What's up?
There is a person that has been in this podcasting world probably since I've been doing it. This person has become very annoying, has stalked all of us, I suppose, and will never leave people alone. So I just want to let you guys know, most of you know who this is. And
James LeRoy.
It's James LeRoy.
Sorry. It's getting personal.
Actually someone that's very prominent in the podcasting world, and it's unfortunate because this person's very negative all the time.
James LeRoy.
Yeah, James LeRoy. But please
stop talking about me like I'm not in the room.
Anytime that you see any type of negative tweet from this individual or actually from anyone, anything online, and I have unfollowed this person because I don't want to see this stuff, please, please, please. Do not forward it to me because it just causes stress. And if you think it's about me and you feel that it should be taken care of, then you should stand up to that person yourself and tell them what they're doing is wrong. Because that behavior isn't going to stop until someone actually starts doing that.
Be the action you want to see.
Exactly. So you guys, you know, I try to keep out of this podcasting drama stuff. I do the best that I can. I have been caught up a few times, I get it under control and, you know, I go and everything's fine. And then all of a sudden I get this stupid ass tweet from this bitch and it just starts over again. So you guys, please don't send me anything else. And if you know who I'm talking about, and if you feel that I'm stepping out of place or you know, that you feel you can't listen to the show anymore or follow me, I am more than happy, not happy, but you're not going to hurt my feelings if you decide that you shouldn't listen to the show or you shouldn't follow me on Twitter. Because honestly, it's not that serious to me.
You can still listen to our show. You can just mute it every time
right.
Ricky's on
right.
And then just listen to it.
I like, of course, I love doing the podcast and I love communicating with everyone, but I don't have to feel validated online all the time. I have real friends in my real life that actually do that for me. I force them at gunpoint, but it doesn't matter. Right?
All right.
So you guys, just remember that.
Are you done?
Almost. This is actually a lot better. If I let you read what I was going to write, it's not as pretty.
I'm sure.
But also remember that someone that's online, and this goes for myself or anyone, if you've never met this person, they come across as sweet and innocent, and they think everyone's attacking them and everyone's mean to them. Make sure you investigate, and you know, it's okay to say that if you met that person, you know. I've met people in person that are like, oh, you're totally not the person that you are online. I'm not either, probably, what most people think.
I'm sure you've had several tricks like that, too.
But, no. But,
oh, please,
because
no.
I make, not on my end.
Well,
I mean,
of course
I always
not on
made
your
sh-
end.
Always made sure that the person I was invited, or, you know, that the person that was interested liked already what was here, so.
Right.
The other way around.
Yeah.
That happens. But you know what? I'd much rather that happen than have to deal with this person that is constantly causing problems. There's a reason that you're not invited to things, and there's a reason that you have been shunned away from the podcasting world, and it's only because of yourself.
Just saying.
The gates are open.
Yeah, so I'm done.
The soapbox.
Thank you for listening, and if you think that's negative, you guys can email me. I would be more than happy. I'm not going to tell you details, but if you feel that you need to tell me something that I'm out of bounds or you agree, whatever, you can do it. But more than likely, you're not going to get an answer from me because I'm trying to get rid of this scab. So, guys.
Hi.
What's been up?
Hi. Well, we just got back from a cruise.
I know.
Yeah.
You are both less tan now. It's
you
kind of weird.
You are Norwegian now. Yeah.
It's kind of...
Yeah.
It's kind of weird that like one day can make a big difference in like tans.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Welcome back to Chicago where you're a pasty white ass.
Right. There's not a problem with that. I love it.
Being a pasty white ass?
Mm-hmm. I have no issues. I hate the song.
I'm also older.
You are older. Mm-hmm. You want to talk? Well, you turned older on your cruise, right?
Yeah, I turned 33 in Nassau, Bahamas.
Did you get to celebrate there? Like, did they do anything on the boat for you?
Well, actually, yes. I had two birthday cakes, a birthday card from the... Captain.
How do you get two birthday cakes?
Because we had two birthday celebrations of sorts.
Oh, okay.
Or dinners.
It's like big cake?
No, like
it's a decent
like
sized slice.
Oh, it was enough to feed the four of us.
Oh, okay.
But
an African country.
They were really good. And then when we were in Nassau having lunch, and I was having a very large Bahama Mama for my birthday, mm-hmm. The waitress came back with shots.
And when
shots.
You say that, you mean James Leroy, right?
No. She came back with shots.
Were they free?
Yeah.
Oh, they believe in that over there?
For my birthday.
Wow.
She said these are for the birthday boy and his friends.
Did you have like real, like authentic food from there?
Sadly not.
No?
We had a small cafe, but there was nothing Bahamian about the food.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sucks.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not really a big fan of conch, so I didn't really want any.
Ooh,
kind
I
of.
Oh, I love conch fritters.
Yeah, they had those all over the place.
I love those things.
We got a conch shell.
Were they
shell,
cheap
though.
Down there? Conch fritters?
I don't think they were dirt cheap, but they were not
probably
crazy.
Cheaper here. Because, you know, you get real fresh seafood here.
Oh, yeah. Well, that and I got a.
Mutated from the,
Lake
Michigan.
I got a $5 conch shell from a homeless person on the water who had just taken the meat out.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then he offered us a salad if we wanted. And we're like, no, that's okay.
We'll take the shell.
Yeah. He's like, no,
goodbye.
You try it.
$5
It will
American
make
money.
You hard.
They have American money
He said
there?
That?
Yes.
Oh.
Was he an aphrodisiac or something?
Was he high?
No. Maybe. I don't know. It was hot. Mm-hmm. You know, they do have their own currency, but their currency is a one-to-one match with U.S. currency. That's the way it's set up.
Oh, okay.
And so because it's a port... That's usually heavily traveled by mm-hmm. Americans. They everywhere took American dollars.
So it doesn't even mean it's not more money to them because it's the same as just the regular mm-hmm. money.
Yep, it's tied with the American dollar. So when our dollar loses or gains, it does too.
They go poor too.
Yep.
Aw.
It's a really dirty place.
They go poor.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if I really need to go back to Nassau. I will say though, we went snorkeling in Nassau and that was fun and a little disconcerting at first because, you know, we were literally in the middle of the ocean on top of a reef.
Yeah.
Instead of like when we went snorkeling at the private island with Norwegian
in their cove.
You're at like a beach and you walk in and do it.
Right.
No.
You jump off the boat.
We were on a ship, a boat, and there's nothing around you, and it's really deep.
That shit cray. That shit cray.
I thought there was going to be a shark anytime. Bradley would make fun of me because for whatever reason, when we were snorkeling, I would just decide to start singing Little Mermaid.
Through his snorkel.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah. And then and it was snorkel. Like it was like one
to
of those.
See if the fish would.
And that's how it sounded like. I was just like,
it was weird, my birthday and I was having a good time.
I was like, you are ridic.
Isn't that weird when you're under the water how you can hear like crazy stuff? Like when I was in the Keys, we were over, I don't know, a reef thing. And you could hear the fish pecking on like the food off the rocks.
Yeah, that's also why my ex would never go on a cruise, because he thought that even though like Norwegian ships are very clean, some of the best environmental standards out there, he thought that it was bad and felt bad for the fish due to the noise pollution and how loud that ship must be and must hurt their little fish ears.
He was just afraid because he was so skinny. If he got in the water, they thought he was a fish and eat him.
Actually, he's afraid of sharks too. Like deathly. Oh. Deathly.
That's so crazy.
And clowns.
Well, clowns, okay. Sharks, like how many times do you come in contact with a shark ever in your life?
Five.
Well, that's, I think
he must have saw Jaws and he's like, no, I think five. I like how you have an exact number.
Five. I think the problem with a shark is you sometimes you don't see them coming. Mm-hmm. Clowns, you usually hear them, see them, hear the jingle, the jangle.
Or you see their big sharp teeth.
Yeah. He said he didn't like clowns because of it, of course.
Right.
But he said also why he didn't like them was that because they can hide weapons inside their outfits. The big scoot.
Yeah, you're right.
And I said, I was a mime for 4 years. Is that scary? She goes, no, because your fucking weapons are invisible.
Rude.
It's like, sad face.
Womp, womp. So, you guys had fun on your cruise?
Oh, yes.
You want to talk about anything else?
It was, right.
It was just very relaxing. It was beautiful. Bradley's first one. I think I have him hooked.
We should do a Pride 48 cruise. How crazy would that be? Oh, I mean, we couldn't really record from it, though.
No. We could record it,
and then you just want to be able to do a live.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling that.
Their Wi-Fi would not work with our
and
need.
It's expensive as fuck.
Yeah. It was what was like
why
$9.
Is that? That's crazy.
Well, $9 for a megabyte. They have to generate their own.
Yeah.
With satellites and shit. Probably not cheap for them to use.
I'm sure the staff uses it for free.
Yeah, no, they do have a staff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have their own network.
So that's what you need to do is you need to get a friend that works there and get the code. Mm. Speaking of Pride 48, so you guys are going, right?
Well, yeah.
Not
yeah.
You guys. I mean the listeners.
Oh, well, you're looking at us. Yeah, are you going?
The hotel's been announced. If you're going.
Yeah, the hotel's been announced.
Mm-hmm. It is.
The Luxor.
The Luxor again. Yay. Hopefully we can all like be in the same area. That would be cool. Are you looking at my stylish 2009?
10. It says 2010 podcast.
2010 podcast.
Meet and greet. Mm-hmm. Orlando, Florida. We got Walcochol. Walcohol.
Yeah, it's a show all about WoW.
That's funny.
Sounds fantastic.
Big Fatty.
The Fat
Big Fatty.
The Foul Monkeys podcast starring Ricky.
And the other people.
The littlefatty.com or littlefattycast.
Live it up.
Live it up with Miss West or Dr. Stone or whatever his name is now.
Hottie.
The LK Today, I don't think there's that show's going on anymore.
And Pod is my co-pilot.
And Pod is my co-pilot who will be there. I'm excited.
Are they officially going?
Well, they have to go to the dinner at least because they organized it.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. You're talking about your little...
Oh, everybody? Sure. I don't know.
I meant
Big Fatty's going.
I meant for...
No.
They haven't said anything yet.
Committed.
So.
I think Taylor has commitment issues.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think he's afraid that if he actually sees us, he's going
to...
Like,
no, I think he's afraid that we'd actually agree to being spit roasted.
But can you really be spit roasted with four people? Because I'm sure he'd bring Babalu along.
Well, he'd probably be able to take turns. Course one, course two.
We're used to the course now.
I don't know, Taylor. How would that work?
Yeah. How would that work? He's dreaming of it right now. He actually just came. He's wiping it up.
He's like, spit roast.
Oh, it doesn't even come out.
Oh, apparently Brad follows Babalu. That is partner's
Babalu.
Name. Mm-hmm. And apparently...
No, I don't follow him.
Oh, where'd you see the picture?
On his Facebook Taylor? Page.
Oh, you just... Oh, so he has been stalking Babalu.
Oh.
But apparently we have the same picture from the port in Nassau.
Yeah.
They have this gigantic thing that you can put your face in and get your picture taken. Uh-huh. And we have the exact same picture.
Oh.
It's on his of him in it, and then I have one of me in it.
So Taylor has been coming to your website and thinking it was Babalu, but it's actually you.
Actually, I don't know if it's posted up there yet, but he could.
He probably has. Yeah.
He could.
So you guys come to Pride 48. It's September 14th through the 16th, I believe.
I believe.
I believe I can fly.
It's really weird because the first, like, they're having, like, Las Vegas is having, like, their first gay days, I guess, there. And it's, like, the first week of September. So,
but I should have mapped it up.
I don't think anybody knew because yeah, I was just, not. I just happened to read about it online. It wasn't, like, something that was advertised.
Yeah.
But you guys should come because it's awesome and it's fun.
It is fun.
We're going to try to do something crazy. I don't know. Like, with our show.
Well, we know you have commitment issues, so we'll see.
We'll see what plans.
I don't have commitment issues.
I read it somewhere.
I'm just... Where?
Ricky doesn't have... Oh, dedication. That's right. Okay. I knew it was dedication or commitment.
Wait, where is it?
Ricky doesn't have dedication.
Oh.
But no, yeah.
We're trying to think of something that will be a lot more fun for the people that are there.
Well, we're definitely have something planned this time.
Oh, God.
Now we just got to decide if we're going to plan something that's too much, like, that we'll never be able to pull off, or we're just going to have something, you know.
We are dressing up for the pink carpet, right?
Possibly.
I cannot dedicate myself to that.
I'm going as Ricky's leftover skin.
I forgot about that. Yeah, alcohol.
So you guys, what else we got to talk about? What time we have? All right, we've been going 15 minutes. So what else we got?
Let's see from the regular list, and then we can go to our listener questions. Well, tomorrow is the, at least in Chicago, I'm assuming it might be all over the U.S., but definitely in Chicago, it's the Occupy National Day of Action for Public Transportation.
That's a mouthful.
Yes, yeah, I guess. Oh, too much breathing.
Stop breathing.
I'm not for sure how I feel about that.
Yeah, apparently they're going to be protesting the financial state of it, some of their politics and policies, which, you know, there is some stuff going on down with it that some people are rather pissy with, you know, just closures of stations.
Yeah.
But some of those stations taking it down to work. Some of those stations need to be closed and rehabbed real fucking quick.
No, but I also mean they're closing them for good.
Yeah. Oh, where?
Part of the north, there's going to be some that are actually going to be closed.
Is that official now?
I thought so.
I know this week Thorndale closes to be rehabbed.
Yep, for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But no, and I think it was either 3 or 4 of the plans, all of them had at least 1 or 2 stations being completely closed down for good.
I think it's stupid to do that. Well, like, on the highway, sorry.
There's some people think it's stupid that there's a, like, up there north, you know, Thorndale, well, there's all those stops like a block away from each other.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. But, like, on the highway, you see all those blue stop stations that are closed? Why close them? It's there. It's sitting there. Nothing's happening.
Because you have to staff someone there.
One person.
But one person, that still financially adds up.
Mm-hmm. Because then you think about benefits.
And then you have to have maintenance.
Maintenance, yeah.
Electricity.
But now it's just like a waste of space. And security. It's sitting there and rot. And then eventually it's going to fall down and they're going to have to clean it up. And
well, I don't disagree that it was a waste of money to start with. But
and, I mean, eventually... The CTA is going to have to start growing even further because there's going to be even more and more people taking it. So
yeah.
They're going to have to expand one day. They're thinking about expanding it from 95th to 130th for the red line, which probably needs to happen.
Yeah. But. Well, the other big thing that we haven't talked about was our Hunger Game adventure because you haven't recorded at all since then.
That was so awesome, you guys. I wish we could do that, but our microphones will go out because our microphones
You do realize that I was... going this way and blowing.
But yeah, we went to the midnight showing On Thursday, mm-hmm. when it opened.
To the Icon Theater at Roosevelt.
A great time. It assigned seats. It was a little bit of a debacle before due to some confusing websites when ticket mix-ups, but it was fixed.
It paid off for you, though.
Did pay off also because, we all got to see the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then at dinner, well, not dinner, but cocktails since they have a bar.
Mm-hmm.
They fucked up my bill somehow or trying to give me a discount and already had put it on my card and... The manager got tired of trying to fix it, so she just comped all $80 of all of our alcohol and bacon popcorn.
That was good.
Bacon.
Although the popcorn seemed a little stale, so I wasn't for sure if it was just the bacon overpowering it.
You had me at bacon.
It was so good, though. I think Lala might have stole a couple.
Oh, really? Pieces of the popcorn?
Or bacon.
Oh. Sometimes she does take a crunch or two.
I also did have to laugh. It kind of spilled all in front of Kevin.
Right.
And I was like,
the vegetarian.
Let's just move that back. Right. I feel bad. But no, the movie was great.
He still took pictures.
Yes, he did. It was actually a pretty good picture, too. No, I thought the movie was great.
It was really good.
Did you enjoy it?
I liked it. There was some stuff that was missing that I think should have probably been in the movie, but I don't know.
Like what?
Like they never really go into. Like the story of the Avox girl.
Yeah, they never mentioned
her. They never mentioned her except for the one time when she said, oh, what are they going to do, cut out our tongues? So they never really talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they might do that a little more in the next one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I think they take a bigger role, right?
Right.
I
mean, someone she meets.
Spoiler alert, the movie hasn't even been made yet.
Read the books. Don't you even. Do not even open that can of worms.
I think another thing is, what was the other thing I thought about today? Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it in my head because I was telling my manager about it.
Mm-hmm. I thought what they did with the book is first person narrative,
mm-hmm.
and how they, you can do that in a movie, but it's not really that interesting. I like how, making it. From all the different perspectives and seeing inside the control room and all that, they were able to do parts of the book that might have been a little harder to explain, just by showing it or having it come from someone else's mouth or, showing it that way. I thought what they did there was great. And I really did enjoy the costumes. I thought, personally, that the flower or the flaming dress when she twirled could have been it was a little lackluster for me.
Maybe I'm not remembering this in the book, but I could have sworn that when she went out onto the stage, the dress was black. And then when she spun around, the black came off and it was like a red flaming dress. And then when she stopped, it was just like a regular dress.
It very well could have been. I don't know. But I thought it was a little lackluster in general. Right. I was expecting more flame.
Right.
Though I'm sure it was still very impressive and all that, but...
Mm-hmm. And then people are now all retarded about it, like racist people, because they're like, oh my God, how dare they have black characters and blah, blah, blah.
How dare them? Who's saying that shit?
You haven't been reading it online?
No.
Oh yeah, people have been going crazy because
why wouldn't there be black characters? They're black people.
Well, because in the book, they're the only two people that they refer to skin color is Rue and... the guy that comes from
actually Katniss is told to be olive skin toned anyway. Right.
People are pissed about that too because she's not olive skin.
Well, that was when she was first cast, but right. I still think that her and her little tan did just fine.
Right. But they're stating that the book said that she had dark skin and dark eyes. That doesn't necessarily mean a black person. And I'm like, who cares?
Well, right, but who cares? Yeah, because if there were no black people in it, then there would be bitching.
Sorry.
Then there would be bitching that there were no minorities in it.
And actually, probably at the time, well, if you think about it, but this is probably after like World War III, and it's a long time ago. A long time
in the future.
In the future,
yeah.
So probably by that time, there's probably not a lot of different races because they're probably all the same. You know what I'm saying?
Like that comedian who said, I'm all for interracial coupling and everything. He goes, I can't wait till the one day when we turn all one gray color and we can actually...
I know, that's what I was thinking.
We can actually hate people for who they are and not the color of their skin. It's like, I love it. No, what I was laughing at was the title of this article. I found this on hollywoodlife.com when I did a Google search. But it said, like many Prejudice Hunger Games audience members were surprised that Rue, Thresh, and Cena were black in the movie, which is incredibly blackwards and sad.
Just like, what?
Yeah, people were like super upset, and people were tweeting about it and calling them like N-words and all this stuff. It was so ridiculous. So.
But you know, though, and even if you... people! I mean, just... The districts are based off basically, you know, different parts of the U.S.,
right.
You know, in general. And we have different ethnic populations even today in certain areas. So it would make sense that there's going to be certain districts that would have a very different racial profile just because of the density of the people who live there. I mean, just in general.
I would love to see because the districts really aren't explained too much in the books other than what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't know what region they're in the United States. So I'm just wondering if, like, where they are are they all on the East Coast?
Well, you can almost guess because the capital's in Colorado. It does say that.
Oh, okay.
Because it's protected. I don't know which book it is, but they go into detail about how it's... the reason that it didn't get overthrown was because it had a built-in defense by the mountains.
Oh. Colorado, really?
Yeah.
Has mountains? And maps.
Really? Colorado? Anyway, Josh and I were sitting close to one another, and in the scene where they're in the mountains, we just looked at each other like...
Oh, because those were from your back country.
Yeah, those pretty much... I mean, that's what it would look like when we go out on... Well, on the parkway. So...
Well, the other movie that we watched, which I think you saw too, was John Carter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that actually was not too shabby. I mean, it's not the world's greatest movie. It's not a fantastic film.
It's better. Sorry, I'm rolling backwards. It's better than I thought it would be. The girl in it had way too much tanner.
Man, she was beautiful though.
But she had really pretty eyes.
She was beautiful. Mm-hmm. No, I actually, it was fun. It was fun.
Is she a famous actress?
Oh, she's been in a couple things.
Oh, okay.
She looks nothing like that in the other movies.
Mm-hmm. The storyline was interesting. I thought it was cool, but I thought it was going to be like a little bit too far out there for me. Kind of like...
Mm-hmm. It's because it's based on a book, so I'm interested in kind of reading it.
Oh, so it is a real book?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
She was in Wolverine. Or X-Men.
Yeah,
she's
the girlfriend.
She's Native American.
She was very pretty.
Native American looking one.
Mm-hmm.
She was very pretty in that movie. And those must be her natural eye color because in that movie they were really blue too.
Yeah.
She's in True Blood.
Really?
She's Dawn Green. That's where I recognize her from. You remember her?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
So we have a phone call.
Yay!
I don't know who. This came in on the 20th, and it's at 7:30 a.m., so I don't know who it is, and it may not even be for us. I just haven't checked it because it's on Google. So are we going to do the phone call song?
Sure. Does anyone else want to do it instead of me?
No.
Ring-a-ling-a-ling, we got a phone call!
Phone call.
Fucking phone call.
All right, bitches.
Whoa.
This is Stater calling. How dare you insult me? I give a well-hung man a compliment. I don't care what heels he's wearing. He's going to be up in the air anyway, so it doesn't matter to me.
Oh, my God. So,
fine. I see how you treat me. Yeah, just for that. Unsubscribe, baby. Unsubscribe. Not like Ricky ever called my show. Hater's here. You can find it on iTunes. I love you. I love you, little. This is a Seder. Catch you later.
So Seder's
I have no
a little.
Idea what he's talking about?
Is he drunk?
God, I do. I do.
My picture.
So Seder is a really. He's you're interesting Seder at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Are you drunk?
Oh no, he's at work. He's ending his work day.
Oh,
because he works
it was
at night.
Mm-hmm. No, this was when he commented on the picture that. That Bradley dresses to the left.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dressed to the left. And he says, what was he saying? He doesn't matter if they have heels on because they're going to be in the air anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty then. You guys, we got an email too from a new listener. Of course, Big Fatty sent him his way over here. So, He said, "Hey, I've listened to a few of your shows. My best friend Brian here in Denver has been a faithful listener of your show."
He's at the Capitol.
"I too would like to become a lurker listener or a part of your website, whatever it takes. I hear you are all doing Weight Watchers. It is a good it is a good program. The last time I had been on it was when I was..." I don't know if he wants me to read all this. I guess it's okay, because I'm not going to say his name. "When he was married, he's been divorced out since 1996. She hated it, literally hated that I would lose weight faster than she would. She would get so mad at me. Kind of the many reasons we got divorced. You mentioned about a bear event in Chicago coming soon, or maybe it has passed. I will be in Chicago over Labor Day weekend. Convergence will be held in Chicago this year. If you do not know what Convergence is, it is a Chub Chaser Bear group. I'm looking forward to it. Whatever else you would like to know about me, I would be glad to respond."
Welcome,
so
David.
I emailed him.
Yeah.
And he wrote this email back, and I'm not going to read it because it has a little bit more personal information. So
yeah, Convergence is out in the suburbs, I believe.
Yeah, I was going to say it's out.
Really?
It's out there.
What, like?
Not close.
But what's out there that's making it? Are they like camping or something?
No,
affordability.
Affordability of a hotel for the weekend.
Basically, what it comes down to.
And then yeah, the bear event we were talking about is Bear Pride, which is Memorial Day weekend.
Right. Which
right?
We will yes. be there.
Memorial Day weekend,
not Labor Day. I'm trying
Memorial
to find...
Day. What day is Memorial?
25th of May.
Oh, whew. Thought I was gonna miss it, but
Memorial Day.
Oh, you guys, I'm gonna be in Florida from. Oh wait, I already told people. Never
hey,
mind.
Hey,
I'm
guys.
Gonna be at the Gay Haste dinner. If you want to meet me, be there. Be square. God. We do have a 5-star review, and are we going to do a 1-star review?
I do have a 1-star review.
Okay, so we're going to read.
No, we're going to save the 1-star review for next one, unless you have 2.
I probably can find another
one. Okay, we'll do both then.
This is not a gay podcast. I was just searching around, but it's kind of funny. It's short and to the point.
That's okay. Oh, wait.
1-star review.
This review has been brought to you by Poker Cheese. November 10th, 2008. Great podcast, but stops abruptly after 15 minutes. Maybe if enough people rate this podcast 1-star, they'll realize something's wrong.
Is this a podcast we don't listen to?
No.
No, this isn't even a gay podcast.
No.
Well, I listen to non-gay podcasts.
It's Real Time with Bill Maher.
He's famous, so I'm pretty sure his podcast will never go away.
And we'll probably get sued for that.
Right.
So that was 1-star review.
Okay.
Maybe other people need to get more 1-star reviews.
1-star review. All right, so that's you guys, we have a 5-star review.
We Yay. Do.
So this was written to us on March 31st. I don't know why I talked like that. I just did.
Good one.
We do need more 5-star reviews, guys, so please leave us some. It really doesn't do anything for us other than give us big heads.
And
downstairs heads.
Downstairs. And give other people 1-star so we have stuff to talk about.
Yeah, duh.
Duh.
Preferably people that we like, so that, you know, this is all in good fun.
Really, don't do that. If
Don't give people 1-star reviews that don't deserve it. How about that?
No. Oh. Being nice in 2012.
2012. So we have a 5-star review. The title is Foul Indeed. I just discovered this hilarious... Oh, it's from D. Scott McQuiston. Sounds fancy.
Mm.
I just discovered this hilarious show thanks to Pride 48, and I cannot get enough of it now. It is foul, and it is hilarious. Such great chemistry propels these podcasters into the realm of the sublime.
Oh.
Y'all, that's fancy.
That's crazy.
If you can handle them, they will be a source of laughter and entertainment for a long, long time.
We really haven't been dirty in a while.
We have not been dirty, but we really haven't had a reason. We have somebody ask us some questions. Was that going to get a little dirty?
Oh, they're all dirty because they're from our dirtiest listeners.
Well, episode.
We'll save it for the next episode because we're done with this one. At 35 minutes, so. Everybody make sure you check out pride48.com for more details. Gay Day's dinner is June 2nd, I believe. Check the dates. What else we got? Anything else? We could really use new microphones. Hint, hint. if you did not hear our voices go out.
That's just because of my heavy breathing.
Oh, and just some news, you guys. The show is moving.
Yes.
The show is moving.
We'll tell you where in the next show.
Yes. So, okay, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
This is Waylon.
It's episode 410. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, people.
Happy Easter.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayland Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.